Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Having a little fun this morning, getting you started on your work week. And you know what? You might think that a Chamber of Commerce is boring, all business all the time. Y'all, that's just not true. They are jitterbugging everywhere they can jitterbug in this town. So there you go. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Todd Thompson is here. He's the chamber president. I think I've seen you cut the rug occasionally, sir.
Well, you know.
You have a few party times, a few business after hours.
Yeah, we like to have some fun. like we say, it's a nice Chamber of Commerce day out
there.
Yes, it is. A little sunshine. Warm, but sun's out.
Can't go wrong with that. Yeah. Well, you've got some guests with you this morning,
yeah.
And we're here to talk, I believe, a little bit about UWF.
Right, so we're talking about UWF and specifically about workforce development. It's an issue I hear about all the time and something that we're very focused on at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So I have a couple of guests this morning. First, I'd like to welcome Laura Swan. She's the Director of Workforce Development at UWF. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you very much, Todd. We're very thankful to be here.
Awesome. And we also have Ildi Hosmond with Landrum HR, but she's also the Chair of the Board of Directors for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Ildi, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Good morning.
Yeah, and Ildi has quite a diverse background, too. I've known you for how many years? When was Santa Rosa?
Team Santa Rosa.
That's right. That's right. So this is very funny, but I had someone texted in. Vicki had texted in previously, and the note said very specifically the top for the 10 o'clock show. But I went ahead and read it. This past show, it was all about you, Laura. It was a compliment to you and the internship program at UWF. So we're just going to segue, because I literally did that right before 10 o'clock. So we're just going to segue that comment. So Vicki, thank you for sending that in. My apology for not doing it right at 10, but we're going to mention it now because she had lots of good things about you, the people that have been interns at her office that they have hoped to employ at some point.
Yes.
So it's really kudos to you. Such a nice compliment.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she has hired three of our students and is very excited to get them started on their careers.
She's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Laura, we want to focus on the UWF Talent Catalyst. I know it's a program that you've started and sounds like you've got a lot of momentum going. So tell us about it and how businesses can get engaged.
Okay, thank you. So at the UWF, in the Office of Workforce Development, our primary program is called the UWF Talent Catalyst Program. We started it in 2024, and we are excited to be able to provide three things to our students and businesses in the community. We're a talent pipeline, which means we partner with local businesses to provide part-time paid positions for our UWF students that's related to their journey, their academic journey. The second piece is they receive industry mentoring. And the third piece is that we have a professional development course that is primarily focused on the soft skills and the things that businesses have said that they really want our students to have when they graduate.
Right. And that's something I hear a lot is that the soft skills, maybe they have the mechanic skills or the, technical skills, but maybe those soft skills is something that's lacking.
So, and what makes it very relevant is once they've started a paid position, and they are in the workforce, all of a sudden the soft skills become very relevant because they want to know, how can I handle this conversation? What do I do? How do I approach my supervisor about this? How do I handle having multiple generations in on my team, and how do I communicate with them?
Right. So, and just to kind of show how the Talent Catalyst has worked. So we have Ildi Hosmond here with Landrum. And Ildi, y'all are a business that's working with UWF on this. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we are a proud sponsor of the Catalyst program since its inception. And we hosted our first intern in the spring of this year. Her name was Jenna Banta, and we have since hired her. She is an incredible young woman. She came to us with a very solid foundation, great head on her shoulders, was able to hit the ground running with virtually everything that we gave her. If she didn't understand or needed some clarification, she wasn't bashful about asking questions, and they were thoughtful, insightful, quality questions where you could tell that this student was prepared, understood the field that she had studied, and was ready to get her hand, roll up her sleeves and get her hands dirty. And she has done an amazing job and continues to do an amazing job for us at Landrum. We also had a second intern, a sales intern, this summer. Her name was Allison Long. She just finished up last Friday. She did an incredible job. And Jenna reported directly to me, so I can tell you all of the things that are amazing about her. Allison did not, but I did get to spend a good bit of time with Allison, and she was tremendous. Mm-hmm. Very gregarious, outgoing, easy to talk to, ask the right questions, smart, very well prepared to dive into the corporate environment and start contributing and asking the right questions and helping the business.
We have phenomenal students at UWF, and I quite often, when a business partners with us, I'm in the very first interviews that they do with our students, and it gets to the point, like, they want to hire all of them. They are just, you know.
That's a nice problem to have.
That's a great problem to have. And I said, go right ahead. I'm not stopping you.
Wow. If you just joined us, this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection, and we're talking about workforce development and the role that UWF is playing with it now. And Todd Thompson is here, our president and CEO. So if you have a question, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620.
So, Laura, I know this is a relatively new program, but talk about how it's grown just in a brief period of time.
Absolutely. So we began in the fall of 2024. We had two business partners and five students. Now, the fall of 2026, we will have served over 70 students. In fact, we hired another one this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have 24 business partners in the Northwest Florida area.
Kudos to you, Laura. That's incredible.
So, yeah, it is. It is incredible. And the students who are graduating are getting hired by the businesses. So we have about 20 who have graduated and have full-time positions upon graduation.
Well, it's a great advantage for the business, because if you have someone that's there to learn and they're learning the ins and outs of your business, they're knowledgeable before they actually get hired in a particular position. So that familiarity, they know the team, they know the culture, huge advantage.
Exactly. It's like you just read our whole brochure. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Meg, were you at the program?
I might have been. I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, it's true. I have the experience of working with interns, and I think it's a great for companies.
So ours is a long-term internship. So when a student is, let's say they're a junior and they're a mechanical engineer, they could have like a year to 2 years experience prior to being hired full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've found is businesses want early access to students, and they want to teach them their culture, their way of doing things. And it's an incredible advantage, because by the time they've graduated, they have they are fully ready to be a full-fledged employee going full force, because they've passed all of the training and all,
right,
and that time when there's a lot of attrition for businesses.
Of course, so. Yeah, because when you're the newbie, you got to figure out where the bathroom is and the water cooler and all the basic stuff, and they already know the place. It's great. But it's certainly something that's needed, wouldn't you say, Todd?
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, it's something I hear about literally every day. And, you know, something that we're passionate about at the Chamber is keeping that local talent here. I mean, with so many students at UWF, Pensacola State College, Pensacola Christian College, we want to keep that young talent in our community so we can continue to grow.
And the students want to stay. They love being here. So if they can have meaningful employment, and by the time they've graduated, they have a year or two's experience with a company that's related to their major, it's phenomenal.
We've got a question that just came in on the text line, and this is a pretty good question, obviously from one of our employers. What does it cost to get a UWF intern?
It's a conversation, number one.
She also has a degree in diplomacy.
Well, so what we do is we have a conversation with the business to see what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we provide a service that we recruit the students for them. We help them with the whole process, and we help them get employed. There is no cost to business. We don't charge a fee.
Mm-hmm.
We do like to have our businesses contribute. We do ask if they would make a donation to the foundation in order for us to cover the cost, because we do have a free professional development course, and we do pour a lot into our students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe Ildi could talk about that from the business, since you have the experience of working with the program. How was it coming from the private sector working with UWF on this?
It has been a seamless experience. The program has been set up so efficiently. It gave us an opportunity to look over resumes that they suggested to us. We were able to grade them, give them feedback. And I'll tell you this, the feedback is taken very, very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
When we gave some thoughts about what we were seeing and the things that were coming in and whatnot, they took action on it. And they said, that's great. Thank you for sharing. We're mm-hmm. going to make a tweak to what we're doing, specifically in terms of the soft skills and the resumes that were coming in and the interviewing skills. The students that are coming through this program are top-notch, and I think that the exponential growth that we've seen in this program, for what Laura described a moment ago with the two employers and the five students in the first year, and now they're up to over 70 with 24-plus employers and every day working on getting more. And these are quality employers. We're talking about American Magic and Blue Wind and GE and Landrum. You know,
right.
I mean, We're looking at quality employers that are giving real world hands on experience that is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
These students are not coming in to spend time just, you know, and putting something on their resume that they were somewhere. They are getting hands on. I dove in and worked and wrote this piece
mm-hmm.
or a publication,
right.
Or I went out with the team and observed what we do with our clients and how we help, and here's how that goes.
So you don't have them in the back closet sorting files.
Not at all.
Because that sometimes is what you think an intern, they're going to be in the back. No, these are actually proactive positions where they really are contributing.
100%. Yeah.
That's
and,
great.
And the reason for that is we're building a talent pipeline. So businesses are looking at where are the holes going to be in the next few years? Who's
mm-hmm.
going to get promoted? Who might be retiring? Where do I need to build that talent in so that by the time that 2 years down the line, we've already got it and
mm-hmm.
we have already employed the student and they're ready to go.
And it's more important than ever nowadays with the generations that are cycling through the workforce right now and the numbers that are coming in behind those people that are exiting the workforce.
Right.
We've got a big gap there.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many people that are retiring and leaving the workforce. We can't keep up.
Right.
So we need more of these programs. We need
mm-hmm.
more of these companies involved to tell us, to tell the entire ecosystem. We're talking about industry. We're talking about educators. We're talking about the students, public-private partnerships like CareerSource, the economic development organizations,
mm-hmm.
everybody has to be pulling in the same direction to say, here's what we're looking for. This is what we need for our business and industry to thrive here. And here's what we need to see out of the educational institutions in order to keep our doors open and thriving.
Absolutely.
And here's what we need out of that. And
Absolutely.
So everyone is talking now. Everybody,
mm-hmm.
It's really nice to see all of the organizations are having these conversations.
It's great. You know, if you just
formats.
Joined us, we're talking, this is the Pensacola Chamber Connection, and we're talking about workforce development here in Pensacola. Y'all both had mentioned at one point about soft skills, and I think that's a very interesting generational problem that we have, because the older generation, we were on telephones and now the kids aren't used to talking to people and having in-person relationships. And I'm not saying that to be kind of, I mean, that's just the truth. They don't have the same kind of skills in terms of your culture. Can you address that a little bit? Have you seen that, Todd, in your experience?
Yeah, and I'll kick it over to Laura, but it is something
skills.
I do hear
about. What do you mean
about,
when
yeah.
you say that?
So the first thing that we have our students do is we have them do the Florida Ready to Work soft skills credentials.
Easy for you.
I know, exactly. And it includes everything from how to communicate effectively, how to convey professionalism, which is very important when you're going from student to a professional position, promoting teamwork and collaboration, thinking critically and solving problems. And then specifically when you're talking about communications, as far as how what we do to help our students, at the end of each semester, we have what's called a meet and greet networking event where we have all of our business partners, the supervisors, the mentors, students, and UWF leadership. They come and we have a networking event where we are also honoring our graduates. However, the intention is for students to network with other businesses, and
prior
to that, we do a small group training, and they eat it up, like just on how to say their name, how to have a few questions in mind so that you can have an authentic conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have the skills yet. However, they love learning them, and they're just like, can we do that again?
Oh, good. Yeah that's great. That's a great opportunity.
Yeah, so I have a question for Laura. So say you're a business, you're hearing about the UWF Talent Catalyst, and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm a fit. I don't know, is only certain businesses allowed? Talk about what types of businesses you work with and who this is open to.
So we work with a very wide variety of businesses, and what we're looking at first is where are your workforce needs? Where do you foresee them in the next few years? What would you like to build? So it is not one industry. We have a wide variety of industries. We are everything from manufacturing. We have a lot of engineering positions. We have a law firm. We've got a wide variety. So it just depends on what the need for the business is. That's where we start. Because there are some businesses like that would like to build out their accounting department, and there are some that they know the next few years they're going to be growing in this particular industry, and they want to get those students started now.
And it's small business, large business, is there any kind of...
So we started with large business. We started with GE Vernova. They hired 11 of our students the first year, and over the first year. And so they... We wanted to make sure that we got our processes down and we were ready to roll. And now, and then we segued into businesses that could hire five or more throughout the year. It could be a couple in the fall, a couple in the spring, maybe one in the summer. And now we have segued into any business that we can help you solve your talent catalyst, you know, or your talent pipeline problem through the Talent Catalyst program.
All right. So, Ildi, I know this is something we've talked about at the Chamber is, and Laura mentioned this earlier, that pipeline that goes from our local universities all the way up until, you know, people are in well into their careers. Talk about how the Chamber helps with that.
Well, the Chamber has a workforce development committee that is working to hear the needs of business and to help convene the stakeholders that are responsible and have the that have the resources to feed that talent pipeline. Mm-hmm. So we get together business and industry that tell us what they need. We pull in education so that they can hear what business is needing to talk about what kind of programs are needed, what needs to be put together, what resources need to come together in order to meet those needs, what kind of program is needed. Is it a workforce development program? Is it a degree plan? Is it just a training that can be done in 6 months to put somebody right into the workforce immediately to start in whatever that's immediately needed. So we're bringing together all those folks, and then with the same token, we're also bringing in economic development, who can tell us what business and industry outside of the area might be looking for if they're looking to locate here. We have a lot of really great industrial space here in the two county metropolitan statistical area where businesses can come in, set up shop, either retrofit an existing building, I know, in Santa Rosa County, or build something new. And they're not going to come here if there's no talent, if there's
Correct.
No pipeline, if there isn't a workforce to support what it is that they need to do, they're going to find another place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want is for there to be so many companies clamoring to get here and to bring new money into
yes.
our economy by setting up new industry that mm-hmm. has a high wage rate and that can hire large volumes of people, that cycle continues and
the
grows. Sustainability of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for us to do that, the Chamber is periodically bringing together these stakeholders, having these conversations, talking with education, and hearing from industry, and moving the needle to make things happen that are putting things into place that help to feed these companies that we've been talking about.
And then you have the other things that you do throughout the year, like the leadership program, right, which is people of all ages and backgrounds, and the opportunity to expose them to all the different businesses opportunities in the community. So that's just one piece of what the Pensacola Chamber does in terms of supporting that development.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's a great point. So Laura, we've talked a lot about the program. If I'm a business and I want to find out more and get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is either to call or to email. And I don't know whether I can.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Yes, right. Please do. People will be either writing it down or they're taking notes.
So my email is, I'm at UWF, so my email is lswann, L-S-W-A-N-N, two N's, at uwf.edu. My work office phone number is 850-474-2103. Either one works. I would love to have a conversation with you. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You can have an idea of, like, this is where I'm seeing a need, and I would like to talk about this. Because we're in conversations with a lot of businesses that are trying to figure out, like, how exactly this is going to work for them. And then I've been getting a lot of referrals lately, which is just like, I don't even get my spiel out. They say, I want to do it now. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can get you students now.
Yeah. Another great problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Good problem to have, for sure. So. Do you also take mentors? If someone was possibly their whole business, can't necessarily take an intern, but maybe there's a person that would have the time to be a mentor. Do you have that piece as well?
So normally the mentors come from the business. It's somebody who's not their supervisor, mm-hmm, who does have.
That makes sense, yeah.
And so, however, with the mentoring, we're also open to looking at maybe they could do a professional development for our students, or
maybe
something that we can segue into how they can help pour into our students.
Great. Okay. We have just a couple minutes left, Todd. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go?
Yeah, just a few chamber things. So big thing on the horizon, we have our annual meeting coming up on Tuesday, September 8th.
Wow, that's right around the corner.
Yes, yeah, it'll be here before you know it. So we'll be at Sanders Beach. It's going to be a luncheon this year. Doors open at 11, program starts at 11:30. But you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get your seat for that. Got a few tables left. Thank you to Pennair Credit Union, who's the title sponsor again this year. We appreciate their support. Business After Hours this week is at Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. Starts at 5 o'clock Thursday, 5 to 7. Got great door prizes.
That's where the jitterbug part comes in.
What's that?
That's where the jitterbug part.
That's where we'll be doing the jitterbug.
Just kidding.
So, yeah, join us again, Moorhead Law Group on Palafox Street. And then September's Good Morning Pensacola, be here before you know it. Back at Scenic Hills Country Club the first Friday. I believe that's the 4th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're back into our busy season. We just had our State of Education last week.
I saw lots of great commentary on that on the Facebook and social media pages.
That's what we love to hear.
Yeah, it was apparently very well received this year.
Yeah, no, it was a great panel. You know, lots of things happening, lots of changes. So to hear about that, and workforce again was a big part of the conversation. And also want to give a shout out to Landrum. Kara Bloomberg was our MC for the event, did a tremendous job. So, we are rocking and rolling at the Chamber and excited for everything that's upcoming.
Well, you all do a great job, and you can find out and get on the email list, and you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to do that. And we've mentioned Landrum a couple times, but we probably should add that little two letters, HR, right? Landrum HR?
We had a name change.
Please tell me. Correct me.
Going on about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we're kind of, we get that a lot.
Yeah.
That's Landrum HR still. Mm-hmm. And we do have Landrum, we have HR services, so we're great to hear that too. But the new and improved way that we like to hear it is just plain old Landrum.
I love it. Okay, well, we got that cleared up. I did that on purpose.
Landrum, I love that purpose.
Landrum is our platinum sponsor, so we're very thankful that they've stepped in and hired our interns too. So
okay, this is great. Well, lots of opportunity. Thank you so much to Laura and Ildi for joining us. Todd, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meg,
for the Pensacola Chamber Connection.
I'm glad you're here.
You're gonna be back, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk. Thanks to everyone. If you would like to hear this broadcast and take some notes, all you got to do is go to newsradio923.com. You'll see Pensacola Chamber Connection, and the actual recording of today's broadcast will be there for you to listen to, so you can hear again all about workforce development. Pensacola Chamber Connection. Thanks again, Todd, and everybody.